No weasel this morning, Sunday morning, walking by the skateboard park that helped get built. No skaters out here yet, but there's a guy with a remote control dune buggy that just went over the ramps. Nice little speedster there. Yeah, Blanca, when she first started walking with me 2017, she would go out every day because I basically told her that, because in the past she'd be like, okay, I'm gonna work out Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Then you miss Thursday, all of a sudden you're off. You don't build up those good habits. So I got her to go out every day. But over the years, she takes a day off here and there. And then somehow she decided Sundays was a day she should take off. Oh, great, the sprinklers are filling up the pool. And I guess, you know, the world record holder, Olympic champion in the marathon, Kipchoge, he takes Sundays off along with his training group of Kenyans. So maybe him and her are doing the right thing. Myself, I can't take a day off. It just isn't in my genes. There's our sign. Greetings from Bakersfield. So 1 mile into second day of the great virtual race across Tennessee. Got in 11 point something miles yesterday. Just gonna go for 11 miles most days. This is Highway 99. Just left Beach Park, heading to Yokits. Speaking of running groups, this is where I used to meet the Bakersfield Resistance Project. Started up in 2009. Before that, the Drillers, Bakersfield High School, we ran at Beach Park and over here at Yokits as well. Interesting that the West Coast Relays was happening this past weekend, or I guess this weekend, and been there before, and it's a great high school meet. But for some reason this year, not some reason, they had a college meet on Friday. And I follow the sport pretty well. I had no idea about the college meet and how many distance studs were going to show up. I mean, Northern Arizona came, the Arkansas ladies came, and they had a 5K and 10Ks there. I never heard anything about it until I saw the results. Northern Arizona guys threw down a couple Olympic qualifiers. There was a fast 5,000. 1500, so kind of bummed. I don't know if I would have drove up, because you know Fresno's not my favorite place. It is only 2 hours away, but it's just basically a big Bakersfield with everything I don't like about Bakersfield multiplied. Though Clovis, where Buchanan actually is a beautiful little city and an amazing track. Haven't heard anything about what went on at the high school meet, so the usual suspects were not there covering this event. So like nothing showed up on Twitter. Buchanan on Instagram posted that they had a lot of personal best. So hopefully I'll see the results. Guess nothing super spectacular happened, but then again, it's a day meet and it's pretty warm out yesterday. So at least in the distance events, nothing probably happened because it's pretty hard to run hard when it's hot out. Almost felt like a normal weekend with all the action going on. Ethiopia had its Olympic trials for their marathon team. Of course, Bekele and the number 3 all-time and the number 10 all-time marathoners chose not to participate. Still a pretty impressive group. Came 1, 2, 3 to make their team. The young man who won London Marathon this past fall. So I'm sure they'll have, you know, they've just got plenty of guys. I remember watching like the Dubai Marathon, and there's like 30 or 40 Ethiopians that you never heard of all running, you know, sub 210 or faster. So interesting that that was going on. They only ran a 35K, which is very odd. I mean, only got to go another 7 kilometers, another 4.2 miles for the marathon. One of the reasons Bekele didn't want to run it was because he felt it was too close to the Olympics, you know, 14 weeks away or something like that. Which probably isn't really the case, but he just thought with his record of Olympic championships and he says he's in shape, he should be on the starting line. And I really wish that was the case, or almost wish that we could just have him there. They should almost have some kind of exemption. I know like in the World Championships, the guy who wins the year before gets a pass and gets to run in it, or whenever the last World Championships. Perhaps if you're an Olympic champion, even though he hasn't been Olympic champion in the marathon, you know, 10K champion, let him run the marathon. I mean, there's not like he's going to, you know, bump someone out because the marathon's on the roads. Speaking of the roads, a young woman from Norway broke the world best in the 5K, ran 14:39. But of course, it's probably not going to count because road races are so difficult to ratify. But pretty speedy times. It's interesting, you know, Norway with the Ingerson brothers having crushing on the male side, and now it looks like the women are also stepping up. Just saw that Tagger Van Etten broke the treadmill 100-mile world record. So poor Zach last weekend won the United States Track and Field 100-mile championships, but then lost his 100-mile record and 12-hour record on Saturday. And it looks like now he lost his treadmill record. I think it was something like 11 hours and 32 minutes on the treadmill. Just sounds brutal. I'm not really sure with these treadmill records how they're calibrated and how official they are, because I know my treadmill is all over the place depending on how I'm running and things like that. So anyways, that's kind of the track and field action, quite a bit of it, and it's pretty fun to see all the fast times coming through. I don't think anybody in the last chance to make the United States 24-hour team bumped anybody, but I haven't seen the final results on that, and I'll definitely talk about that in the future. Just check Facebook, which I'm never a fan of. Bob Hurd says nobody really hit any numbers. Looks like Nick Curry might have hit 150 miles, just under 150 miles. Bob himself did break Roy Pearing's 12-hour and 100-mile records. Bob said that the heat played havoc with a lot of people. So the standings as is, we have our USA 24-hour team, and they're not going to be running till this fall in Romania. Here's hoping that it happens, and here's hoping that everyone gets healthy so we can go and defend titles at the World 24-Hour Championships. The Lithuanian who broke the 100 record and 12-hour record last weekend is the defending male champion, and Camille Herron is defending female champion. Just turned around. Today is day two of the Great Race Across Tennessee. The way I'm trying to do it is do a 10K in the morning or a plus. So it's yesterday I did 7.5 miles, and then to 4 or 5 in the evening to get my 10 plus miles so I can do the double crossing. Been following Jack Daniel's plan for years, and he has like a percentage on the week depending on how close you are to your goal race, and he'll have like 100% week, 70% week, meaning that whatever you thought your max mileage of that week was going to be, you do a variation of, you do a percentage of that. So make it easy, you know, if it's 100 miles, you do 70 mile week. Well, what I do is time walk runs, mainly walks, and so this is a 70 week because my big goal race is at the end of May. So what I'm doing is I went out and walked 70 minutes out, turned around. This is Truxton Lake, Truxton Baby Lake with Canadian geese, and then the bigger lake in front of us. And so I went out 70 minutes, and then I'll go back. And I try and push the pace on the way back. And this way you end up putting in some more as you get fitter and fitter. When you do timed workouts, you end up doing more miles. So that's the plan for today. Well, the plan's already been enacted. I gotta walk home. Nice thing is it's warming up and I'm walking into the wind. Sorry about the noise if it's picking up on the phone. So I was following Twitter, and I really enjoy watching Everest documentaries. My wife watches them as well. Neither of us would ever go climbing. We're not into cold or boredom. I couldn't imagine sitting in those tents for days on end, melting snow with your tent mate, waiting for the weather to clear up. But interesting, of course, last year, 2020, there were no Everest attempts because of COVID. I saw an article in Outside Magazine talking about this year, and it looks like it's going to be a bigger year than ever before. The Tibetan government has issued more permits than they did in 2019. China is keeping their side closed. The only people who are going to abuse China's side are some Chinese national teams. In fact, I was watching a documentary yesterday when I was playing poker about an American guy going the Chinese side. I think if I was going to do it, I'd rather do that, because then you don't have to go through those Khubu ice falls. Scuba falls just sound terrible, constantly changing, shifting, collapsing. And so if you go to the Chinese side, you just got this valley, moraine type of thing. Pretty damn rocky, but at least it's safe. It's definitely breezy, which usually when we get a breeze means we'll get some cooler temperatures, which I think was on the forecast. Reading more on that article is basically saying that some of the American teams, some of the more prominent exploration guided tours are not going to come. They don't want to impact the area with the COVID situation any more than they have to. Of course, pent-up demand for climbing is at all-time high. Tons of people, celebrities, everyone wants to go do Everest nowadays. I was noticing, they said like an NFL player wants to go do it. Other people, celebrities. And then of course the Middle East is really getting into climbing, and that's gonna add a whole other element. Those guys got plenty of money, but who knows if they're gonna be training properly. I know when I hike here in California, there's groups that got lots of money, but don't do any training and have a lot of problems on our low mountains. I mean, shoot, Whitney's only 14.5, half the height of Everest, so definitely wouldn't be out there, because that's the big problem is, it's not only you screwing up your hike, you're screwing up everybody else's hike, because the bottlenecks, as that infamous photo was from a few years ago. So, sounds like it's gonna be a screwy season. They usually summit early May, so probably the weather window is opening right now. COVID is rampant through there with the weakened immune systems and the infrastructure to bat. I'm sure it's just being a big mess. You know, they have to do it because they need the tourist dollars, but you wish there was a better way. So, as always, stay healthy, be boring, and please subscribe.